Glasgow's, Wisconsin, with Kristen Bry. We're in hour two of our third day. Went smoothly.
Yeah. It felt like 5 hours.
Oh, jeez, shut your pie hole. It's such a burden, on your life to be here with me today, Greg Bach. What do you mean? I thought you said it felt like 5 hours. That was a compliment?
Well, we're in hour two of day three. We've been doing it for, you know, it's a math joke, whatever. Luke gets it. Luke's going to follow. I'm a genius, folks. Comic genius.
I understood both sides of that joke. So I saw the offense, but I also got the math humor.
All right. Call it a draw. Speaking of math, how was math when you were in? Did you go to public school?
No, I went to private school.
You're a private school kid. All right. In Wisconsin?
And what's what? In the Waukesha, in the Shaw itself. Oh. I'm born and raised on the playgrounds is where I had never spent any of my time. I was an indoor kid.
Which is such a bummer because you're such a big guy that I'm sure they wanted to recruit you for
sports. Oh, they wanted me to play football, but I wanted the theater.
Which part of Waukesha? In like Waukesha, the city of or the county of?
City of. Grew up off of Sunset Drive. If anyone's listening right now, that means anything to you? Why, the old Fleming building with Spring Sea Soccer Field, where there's now a Kohl's and a Target and a BW3s and whatnot. We're not sponsored by any of these groups, by the way. I'm just giving you free advertisement. But yeah, I grew up on the south side of Waukesha City, and I went to Catholic Memorial High School.
Okay.
And to answer your original question, I was terrible at math.
But yeah, I can make jokes about it. I split my time. I grew up in Madison. Kindergarten went to public school. First through fifth grade went to a Catholic K through eight school, or one through eight school at that point. Convinced my parents, this is kind of a fun story, convinced my parents that I would fit in better at the public middle school because I, not shockingly, was a huge child and a huge tomboy. And so I was like, I don't fit in with the boys.
A huge child?
I was massive. I was like the biggest kid in my grade. Yeah. Like the boys didn't really catch up to me until freshman or sophomore year of high school. And it was just, you know, there's 50 kids per grade and I just didn't feel like I fit in. And so I was like, I think I'll do better at the public school, and somehow convinced my parents to let me do it. And so then middle school and high school, I went to public schools. And so I went to Cherokee and Madison West. And this was the end of the 2000s and into the early 2000s. And public schools were pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Public schools were pretty good in Wisconsin.
In Madison, they probably were.
In Madison, definitely were. And I think they're still decent in Madison. I mean, we know MPS is a... I don't know enough about education policy to know where you start with MPS, but there's a new report out. I bring this up because there's a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Shout out to them because they do very good work. And they found that Wisconsin has not kept pace with the national growth in public education spending. So we are spending $12,740 per student on public elementary and secondary education. That was in 2020. And that's almost 6% below the national average. And so we, in 2002, so I would have been sophomore in high school, we were in the country, we were the 11th highest per pupil spending in the country. And now we're 25th.
Jesus.
And so it's not that, so what they found is it's not so much that we're cutting spending, it's more that we're not keeping up with what other states are spending per pupil. And not shockingly, the main cause of that is because we're collecting less income taxes from residents. And so there's less money to spend on public schools. And so I guess I'm not surprised because I feel like in general, the austerity of we cut taxes, we have this massive surplus that's like in the billions, continuing, you know, there's proposals out there to cut income tax altogether from certain groups saying we should, you know, spike up the sales tax or have different ways, but the income tax would make us a more competitive state and draw, you know, people to want to live here more. But this just comes back to feeling like, I think there's such a, we all hate taxes, right? When you actually have to go pay your taxes. Because it often feels like it's easy to forget what they pay for.
Yeah.
And when you see numbers like this, though, you're like, really? We're like half or like middle of the pack? Because we used to have such a incredible public school system. I mean, this isn't even including the crown jewel of what the UW system was for a very long time, and how much that's been gutted. But
until
I guess
we
like,
needed a new basketball stadium. Sorry, what? Sorry,
more sports ball. That was a while ago, though. That was like, are you talking about the Kohl Center?
No, I'm talking about the some of the Pfizer Forum.
Yeah, but that's not the UW system. That's
they got they took money out of the UW system to get to help fund that.
Did they really?
They did.
Oh, I did not know that. That's where the money came from. See, but this like, is what happens you, like, when you're not here for 17 years.
The same amount of, so it wasn't supposed to be, like, it wasn't a this for that, but it was just one of those things where it was like $700 million of financing for the stadium, and then UW System's budget went down $700 million. So it wasn't like we're stealing it from the UW system. It was more of like, oh, that's weird how that works out, and then nobody really talked about it.
We're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, because it's a finite amount of money, right? And so
yeah, and you could say like it's not a cut, and that's right, it's not a specific cut. But like, let's face it, if you're not raising the average, to you're cutting essentially. Like you're not. I mean, like
you're not
it's not cutting
if you're not
in a traditional sense, but you're not also not you're not giving them the resources. And the one question I have is, and something may sound odd, but in that $12,740 figure, does that take into consideration also how much the teacher spends out of pocket?
No.
Okay.
Because how would you count that? Like, how would you? That,
I don't know.
You know, that's not like
I don't know.
A state budget thing. That is the.
I wouldn't be surprised if they asked the teachers, "How much do you spend? We want to, like, you know, so we can bolster our numbers." I would, you know what I mean? I think
someone has that information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always just left as like, all right, what are you willing to trade off to have lower taxes? Right.
Like, I mean,
because that's what it comes down to. So in order to say, you know, for the people who are like taxes are theft, it's like, all right, so what are you willing to, as we sit here and have like the county parks in Milwaukee County are basically bankrupt because that is publicly funded. And like the only thing that's really given them a boost as of recent is the introduction of beer gardens, right? And having some of that money go to the county parks. Decrease in how good our public school or how funded our public schools are, which usually correlates to how good they are. Roads, right? Like, you know, I always laugh at and like quiver a little bit is whenever I take the drive from either like from Milwaukee to drive to my parents' house in Wisconsin Rapids. The amount of dead animals I see on the roads in Wisconsin.
Tires, too. Tires. The amount of tires.
See, that doesn't make me as queasy. It's the dead animals. Oh, the amount of them that's like, oh, we just decided to stop paying for those to get picked up. And so it's like the constant question of what are you willing to forego in order to have lower taxes? Because it feels in your pocketbook, you're like, well, I'm paying lower in taxes. But like ultimately, it adds up of what you don't have access to that is usually funded by the government. And so I'd love to hear from people, anyone who's listening, who knows that math for themselves of what that balance is of how much you pay in taxes versus how much, you know, the public goods that are, you grew up with maybe that aren't there anymore and how much that affects you or how much that doesn't go into your calculus when you're like, no, I just want lower taxes. Because that is the simple, it's fun that we started with math because we're still talking about math, that there is it is a trade-off ultimately. Like you can't have government funded resources that and then also pay a very small amount of taxes. Oh, do you have that calculus done?
Do I?
Yeah. Do you ever think about it like this?
I mean, when I think about taxes, it's a really old quote. Oliver Wendell Holmes, it's that the taxes are the price we pay to live in a civilized society. And I personally feel like if we want to enjoy our cities, if we have a good education, we have to pay our fair share. And if that means we have to pay a little bit more, then we pay a little bit more. I mean, this goes back to like, you know, how much are we being paid in our jobs? How much are we paying in taxes? Would I like lower taxes? I would, but not at the cost of other things or other people. I mean, even though I don't have children and I don't plan on having children and therefore I'm like public school is not really an a thing for me as far as like, you know, what kind of education would my kids get? I still want kids to have a really good education in public schools, and I would pay more. I would pay as much as I could to still put food on my table.
Well, that's the whole idea. That's why we also as a public get to vote for school boards, because the entire concept is an educated electorate is good for everybody. Like the smarter the average person is in any given population, the better the collective betterment of that population, right? And so that's the entire premise behind starting public school, was that it's good for everyone, whether or not you're the child or someone who has a child, right? And so that's why we pay for it with taxes. And that's why we as the public, despite not having children, get to vote in school boards. Yeah. And so that's just because it's supposed to be a benefit. And whether you think it's not, or that's up to you. But I would say at one point when we had really good public schools, and everyone was a little bit more aware of, you know, civics and stuff like that, things were different. And so I certainly am on the side, not shocking to anyone probably, that I am willing to pay higher taxes in order to get some of these things taken care of. And, you know, it's all relative too, because having lived 17 years in California and New York in the most expensive, literally the cost of living, but also the two states that take the most amount of your money, moving back to Wisconsin, I was like, oh, this is all I owe? Great.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all relative, right? Of what we actually are paid or have to pay here versus what you just suck it up and pay in other places. Mm-hmm. But they also have a lot more like amenities and stuff that you have access to. So, all right. Well, when we come back, we're going to go back to comedy. A Wisconsin comedian, if we can call him that, I think we can.
Yes, we can.
Featured on Google. So we'll talk about that when we get back. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.